So today we learn a sicha of Toldos Beis, which is based on the Fabringen that the Rebbe had on Tavshin Chav Dalet, 1963. Shabbos Parshas Toldos. A big part of the Fabringen was, pretty much the whole Fabringen was this sicha, and then a mimer on the same words that the sicha is based on, Be'yitam L'chalikim, and then a few thoughts. So this is a very much a chassidus sicha, and very gishmak, and really goes to one of the core themes of the Rebbe's Torah, and that is the idea of avodah b'keach atzmei, that a person has to serve Hashem through their own keichos. But let's go step by step. In our parsha, we read that before Yaakov Avinu was blessed with the Be'yitam L'chalikim, what we say at the Mitzvah Shabbos, Yitzchak Avinu says as an introduction, that see, re'ach b'ni, the smell of my son, k'reach sada shebrecha Hashem, is like the smell, like the odor of the aroma of a field that God has blessed. In the Sifri, they say regarding this pasuk, Chazal say, that Yitzchak saw the Beis HaMikdash built, destroyed, and then rebuilt Lasid Lavoi. And it's hinted in this pasuk, the Eireach B'ni. B'ni is from the word Banui, built. See, the Beis HaMikdash is built. Kedeach Soder. Soda, it refers to destruction, as it says, Tzion, Soda Techadesh, that Tzion, Halamiriyah, Yerushalayim will be plowed like a field, so the field symbolizes destruction. And then, Asher Berchei Hashem, the Hashem blessed is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Says it ever like this, how is it possible that all three things are part of an introduction to Yaakov's Bracha? Especially that one of them is about Churban. So like the first Beis HaMikdash is an introduction, second Beis HaMikdash, the Churban. How do all three become part of an introduction to the Bracha? Also, why is the Churban hinted in the word Sada? Rebbe says, the fact that Re'ach B'ni Banui serves Beis HaMikdash, I understand. Because Re'ach B'ni Chayach, that in the Beis HaMikdash, you had the aroma of the Karbanis, that was the Iker in the Beis HaMikdash. And also the fact, Berchai Hashem, the fact that goes in the future, Beis HaMikdash, you can understand because that's the ultimate bracha of Hashem, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. But the fact that the Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed, is hinted in the word Sadeh, is not understood. There's a lot of other ways of using the Sadeh, besides the fact that Rebbe says, there's a lot of other ways of referring to the destruction. Besides the fact, Sadeh Techarish only happened much after the Churban. First, they destroyed the buildings, etc. And at a later stage, they actually started plowing in the ground, but it wasn't the actual act of the Churban. And that was going to take very much a chassidus approach to answer this question. But before that, we have to go on another nekuda, another analysis, not of the introduction of the bracha, but the bracha itself. How does the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov start? V'yitam l'chalikim, says Rashi, quoting the Chazal, v'yitin l'chalikim, yitin v'yachzer v'yitin. He will give, and he will give again. That's why it says v'yitin l'chal. Not yitin, v'yitin, that's connecting to a previous yitin, and he will give more than once. Says the devil like this, what's lacking in the first giving that you need to have a second giving? If it was a baser v'dav, if it was a human being who's giving, we could understand that even if you give an incredible large gift, nevertheless, it's limited. But in our context, Hashem's the one that's giving, so the Eibishter can give. He can give everything unlimited at the first time. What's the point of giving and then giving again? And even if you say that there's a limit because ultimately it's only going to one individual, so as much as Hashem could give everything, but there's one individual. But over here, Yaakov is the symbolism and manifesting all of Am Yisrael. As we know that Yaakov was the image, Shufri Yaakov Avinu, Shufri Adam, had the same look as Adam. And according to Chassidus, according to Kabbalah, what's the explanation? That just like Adam Arishon was a neshama klolis of all neshamas, Yaakov Avinu was a neshama klolis of all Bnei Yisrael. So when Hashem's giving to Yaakov, he's not giving to an ishprat, he's not giving to an individual, he's giving to everybody. And this bracha includes Mitala Shamayim, the dew of heaven, Mishmani Eretz, the fat of the land, includes everything. So it's the Eibishter giving it to a non-individual person, but rather a ish klali, a general person, a person that resembles and means much more than being an individual. So why does it have to be a giving and then a giving? And also, if it's giving, why be itnul chalikim? Chalikim is midas agvura, holding back. Should be midas shem avaya. So in order to understand this, we're going to have to go and analyze the hashpa of a davta talmid. When a teacher is teaching a student, that there's two fundamental different ways in how to teach. Number one, that the child, that the student receives the intellectualism of the Rav, and he could even become one with the Rav, but nevertheless, there's no koyach achidush, there's no ability of creativity given over to the student. He's a good parrot. He might be not only a parrot, you know, saying the words, he might understand what the Rebbe is saying, what his teacher is saying, but ultimately he does not have the power of chiddush, the power of insight to now let that idea or another idea evolve. Two, that the Talmud receives all the seichel rab on a higher level, that he has the ability to add and to be mechadish, to add, that means to just add on, mechadish means an entirely new insight through their own strength. And the Rebbe says, you see this difference in the Mishnah of Avos in regarding the Talmidim, the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Beleza ben Arkanus bar Suchen Einam Amitipo, he had an unbelievable memory, that he had nothing at all. He lost nothing at all. But Rabbi Lezer ben Adach, Kemayon Amisgaber, Kemayon, like a river, Amisgaber, which goes stronger. In other words, he has the ability of Chiddush. And that's great. That's a great level. As the Mishnah says, that all the Chachmi Yisrael, including Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus, was on one side of the scale, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach on the other side, he would outweigh everybody else. Why? Because what does he have? Even though Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus was incredible, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach has the koyach of Chiddush. So this Maile, he overrides all the other Chachmi Yisrael. It's not that he's suddenly like bigger than everybody else. The Rebbe points out that Zdavke Maile Zu that makes him greater. But the point is, the Rebbe says, Elazar ben Hyrcanus had his Maile. What was Elazar ben Hyrcanus' Maile that he was able to retain in a way that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach wasn't able to retain? But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach had the ability of Chiddush. But even that comes from the Koyach HaLev. Because the ultimate goal of being Mashpia is that the Mashpia puts the student on his feet. Mamido yalagro, shteitem mekumpis, puts him on his legs. That he's able to innovate and come up with new chidushim. So the chidushim themselves are based on the foundations of the Rav. Like the Rebbe says, you even see that in the Mishnah, the context is Chamisha Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They were ultimately a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he gave them everything. But they, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, had the ability of Chiddush. Says the Rebbe, Enos Dalid, so too, Gam Bahashpa Milamayla de Bracha. Now, we could say the difference in the Bracha. As we said, Yitim Yachsev Yitim, there's two kinds of brachas. There's the bracha that you give, and then there's the bracha that the Emishter gives to allow the person to give in their own way and to be mechadish in their own incredible way. Now, these two levels, the fact that one retains all the information and one has Kerech HaChidush, says that there is also an avoida. The difference between tzaddikim and balei tshuva. The tzaddik is Derech HaYosha, goes straight. And he receives all the hashpos from Hashem in a straight way. The Baal Teshuva has to turn over. Mahapech is doing his averis have to turn into mitzvahs. In other words, he does his hapchi, he does transformation. So although he's not doing it in the straightforward way, like tzaddikim, which very square, but nevertheless, because it's b'kayach atzma, he's able to elevate the thing that the tzaddik's not able to elevate. They're able to elevate their intentional averis. There's no misintimitzes. The imkol zeh, nevertheless, the avoid of bal tshuva, even though it's b'kayach atzma, that also comes from omayla, because the kayach to be awakened to do tshuva comes from omayla. As it's, he brings in the horror, as Yirmiyah says, shuvu banim shayvavim, come back, sons who are lost. No'um Hashem. So says Hashem. In other words, Hashem is the one that's giving it to you and telling you to do it and giving you the care to do it. So just like there's a mila, as we said by the Rav in Talmud, when the Rav is able to put the student on the way that he becomes a mayan amiskaber, so too there's a mila in the Baal Tshuva over tzaddikim. And that's why the famous thing, wherever a Baal Tshuva stands, a tzaddik gomer cannot stand. What does that mean? Because what's the mila of the mayan amiskaber? That they're able to bleak bull, because they're not only limited to what the teacher told them, they have now the power of innovation, and the power of chiddush is bleak bull. So too the Baal Tshuva has the power of bleak bull in Avodah. The Rebbe says, even though it says we're going tshuva kiflayim, double, so that is limited, you must say that that's not the kavana only double, but rather it means much more than double. It's a shame hamushal, it's just a borrowed term for bleak bull. So Avodah Sat Tzadikim, which is step by step, one after another, is limited. But Avodah Sat Baal Tshuva is Peretzis Kol HaGdorim V'Hagbolos, breaks everything and takes it to the highest level in one moment and with incredible energy. Now, even though these things, as we said, the Eibishter is Hashpah from Lamailan and Avodah Rukeh Atzmai is found by Tzadikim, as Rebbe is going to say in a moment, nevertheless, it's truly found only by Avodah Sat Tshuva. Where do we see that's found by Tzaddikim? Because each morning we say, and then we say, Elokai Neshamish Nasatami. Filasi Sheis Smuch Lamitasi, in other words, I daven right when I get up. And I make a bracha and I ask Hashem for everything. And then I start my day, nevertheless, even that, the limud Torah ki mitzvahs that happens after that, throughout the day, because he's doing what he's told, and it's not really a battle, that's not the true avodah b'keirach atzmai, it's not, which is only found in avodah sat tshuva. And that's what we see when the bracha, yakev yitim, yakev yitim, we're not only talking about things that come from heaven, b'duch nisu b'gashmiyas, that Hashem gives to you and gives the ability to stand on your own 2 feet, but rather it's more not only look this kashmir, it's so in Avodah as well, that he gives you the ability of Avodah Tzadikim, Yitain, Beyachso, Beyitain, Avodah Sabalachot. Says Rebbe, according to this, we could understand, and that is that until this words of Yitzchak, we never use the context for Yitain, Chalakim, we never see that brother. Why? Because till then there was no ability to do tshuva. Avraham Avinu was a tzadikam. Whoever was before him was not Bnei Yisrael. Even Yishmael, who did tshuva, he's not an Ish Yisraeli. Says the Rebbe like this, because it says Avram Yatzim Men Yishmael, Yishmael went away from him, separated. Says the Rebbe that when he did tshuva, he's a different person. And this connects to the famous theme of Chassidus, that when you do tshuva, you return to yourself. Yishmael didn't return to himself because he wasn't a Yid. He became somebody else. However, Esav, Taka Yatzim Menu Esav, he Taka left, but we're told, Chazal say that he was a Yisrael Mummer, he was still a Yid. And had he come back, he would have been going back to his true self. So that's what we see, that Yitzchak wanted to bless Esav because he wanted to give him the ability of tshuva. But the truth is that bracha only exists by Yaakov and Am Yisrael. Even the bracha of Al Tshuva belonged in Yaakov and his future generations. So now we can explain back to the beginning that Yitzchak Avinu saw the Beis HaMikdash as it's built and as it's destroyed, and it's going to be built again. Because the bayis nishayim before the Churban is Avodah Sat Tzadikim. It's the gate. Straight. The Beis HaMikdash, when it's destroyed and get rebuilt again, is Avodah Sat Baal Tshuva that comes after the Churban. And that's why Hehosa had to see the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, because it fits with the context of the bracha, and that is that Hashem gives you the ability to do also the avodas of Baal Tshuva, which dafka comes after a struggle. And why is it hinted dafka in the word sada, and not something else which connects more to the churban? Because it's teaching you a theme about tshuva. What is tshuva? Through a bitter heart, medidus. When we feel the pain and the bitterness of being distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the heart breaks. And he says, even when a tzaddik does tshuva in the level of ruach atashav alikim, Hashem the son of the spirit goes back, nevertheless, even a tzaddik gomer has some form of identity. Yesh mi sha'ayav, as it says in Chassidus, There's a yesh, there's an identity that loves Hashem, and that is not absolute good. So when he does tshuva, he's trying to leave that sense of identity, that sense of ego, and there he's leaving bad. In other words, what's tshuva? That he feels that until the way they work till now, it's not enough, it's not good enough, and we got to change. Start a new avoda. And that is sadat echarish. What's sadat echarish? Plow a field. That you literally turn the field upside down and you allow for something else new, beautiful, to grow. And that's why, based on Amidish Bechub and Asina Sada, because that's what it is. It's truly the transformation and the ability of allowing something new to grow. Says the Rebbe like this. Amna Mubin Chitakis Amidish Bechub, the ultimate goal of the bitterness and tshuva is that you should get elevated into the next level. You should do Torah mitzvahs in a Pel Mamish, in a higher and more beautiful level with more chayis. Because it can't, it's not supposed to be that you just feel bitter and then you stay the way you are. Continue doing business, continue doing everything the same level. No, there has to be a whole new level. That's why it says, Shadar Yisrael Bani Meshuchlo. The new Beis HaMikdash is built and more sophisticated and more beautiful because you have to reach a new level. You don't just go back to level A. Level C, after the downfall of B, is entirely new level. And in order for the tshuva to be the way it has to be, the tshuva has to be in the highest level, focusing on the goal is. And that is, I want to do better. I want to build my mitzvahs even better. And that's why another connection between tshuva and sada. Why? That the point of tshuva is not just techarish to be dug up, but sada that it has to plow into something else entirely. In other words, tshuva is not just techarish, it has to turn into a new sada. And that's what explains why it says Shem Elikim and not Shem Avaya, because the main bracha of Yaakov is Avodas HaTshuva, which is, comes from bitterness, which comes from Shem Elikim. That's from Din and Simson, Farkvetched. But it's not Elikim Stam. It's not simply V'yitel Lecho Elikim. It's Ha Elikim. Hey idea, the God, the Elikim. Why? Because that is the ultimate revelation that comes after the Tzimtzum, after the mirrors, after the bitterness, the tshuva that comes after the distance, which allows the true exposure, Ayin L'Ra'al Elikim Zulasecha, that nobody saw the Eibush there besides you. In other words, the ultimate level of revelation by Mashiach Tzidkenu, Ha Elikim, not just Elikim, which is hidden, but the true revelation, which is going to come, Mirza Hashem, B'Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu.